Hi there, my name is Abigail and I'm on staff here at Christian Leaders. I'm so excited that you're here in this admissions course pursuing admittance to the Leadership Excellence School. In this video, I just want to take a few minutes to walk you through the general navigation of our platform and of this course. So let's head right over to my computer screen. So first of all, here I am on the login page. I just want to note that it's a great idea to bookmark this page on your computer, tablet, or mobile device so you can always get back to this page easily. I also recommend writing down or saving your login credentials to your browser so that you can easily access them should you forget down the road. So to log in, I will put in the email and password that I used when I set up my student account. And then it's important to note if you ever do forget your password or lose your password, you can reset it through this link right here below the login button. So as we log in, I land here on my student dashboard. The first block I will see is our announcements and donation ask. Please note that donating is always completely optional. It's not necessary to study with us, but we do appreciate your generosity if you are considering donating. As we scroll down here, you'll see your My Courses block. If you're already enrolled in the Leadership Excellence School course, that will show up here. It's the easiest place to access it. Your progress will show as you complete the graded assignments in the course, and you'll also see any other courses that you may or may not be enrolled in. Scrolling down, we have the Available Credential panel or the Guidance and Credential panel. This is one of the most important features on your student dashboard as it shows you all the different credentials and programs available to you as a Christian Leaders student. I will point out the Degree Program tab in particular. This is the program you are seeking admissions for. So this is a great place to see the requirements and the curriculum outlined for Divinity, Chaplaincy, and Christian Leadership programs. You can check out each of those tabs, and the credentials are housed here in these little boxes. When you click on that box, it will expand the full list of the GPA, the endorsement requirement, and the full course list. So this is super helpful when tracking your progress. Courses are automatically ticked off, checked off right there as you complete them. It shows the different groups, and you can easily access the courses from here as they are hyperlinked. When a credential is earned, the box will show as lit up, and you can click on it to order that official credential should you wish to do so. Moving further down on our dashboard here, we have the My Grades block. This will show the total amount of hours you've earned with Christian Leaders, your GPA. It'll show the courses you've completed along with the year, the semester, and any units, credits, or modules awarded along with your grade. I also want to point out these purple buttons with the blue arrow. These are downloads, so if you ever need to access your unofficial transcript, you can click that here, as well as the unofficial certificates of completion for various courses. You can click that same button next to the course name. If at any point you want to order an official credential of course completion, this button, the green one here, will take you to our Christian Leaders store where you can do that. We also have the My Mini Courses block, which shows any mini courses you've completed, some quick links that may be helpful as you're here studying with us, and then in the footer we have some quick links to our websites, our contact information, and some of our social media links here. So let's head back up and dive into the Leadership Excellence School admissions course. So this is what the course looks like at the top. You've probably already seen this if you're here in this video. So we just have some welcome videos from our leadership team. Up top here we have degree information and frequently asked questions. So if you're discerning maybe which program is right for you, you can check out these resources. We have our catalog, FAQs, learning about our academic partners, and some other important information here. So now we've reached step one, which is to cover your educational service fee for admissions. You'll click into this first tab here, which will walk you through the different payment options based on the route you're pursuing with Christian Leaders. So either an associate degree, a bachelor degree, or you're just needing to pay the application fee as you're looking to transfer credits. We'll have more information on the payment plans, the different options such as scholarships and grants available to you in a video later on in this course. Once you've satisfied the requirements for step one, we'll head down here to step two, which is filling out the application form for admissions. So here's where we'll collect all your personal information and the other requirements we need to admit you into our Leadership Excellence School. You must make all the appropriate payments, as I noted, before being admitted into a degree program. This includes both the application fee and the educational service fees. Please make sure you're also completing all the fields listed on this form. It's a bit lengthy here, not too long. It should be very straightforward, but we just want to make sure we have all your information before you're submitting that. When you have submitted that form and filled it out all properly, you should be notified of your acceptance within around 7 to 10 business days. Your point of contact throughout this course is our registrar's office if you have questions or concerns. So first, we will just ask for your contact information, including your phone number, your email, and your date of birth. We'll ask you here to verify your payments, which you should have set up previously. We'll also ask you to pick your pathway. So this could be the associate, the bachelor, or a non-degree transfer-seeking student, as well as the degree program, so divinity, chaplaincy, or Christian leadership. We'll also ask you to verify your identity. This should be a governmental issued ID, such as a passport, ID, or driver's license. To do that, you'll just click Choose File and upload a photo of that ID. In step four, you'll also upload a file here, which is your college writing entrance exam. The instructions are outlined clearly here, but this just establishes your proficiency in writing. In step five, we'll ask you to establish your college readiness. There are four different options here, so we try to be as accommodating as possible with this, but this can range anything from your high school or GED transcripts to earning our college readiness award here at Christian Leaders. And then moving down further, we'll ask you to provide one reference. So this is just someone who is not a family member. We highly recommend it to be your pastor or mentor, someone who really just has insight into who you are as a person and into your Christian faith walk. So we'll ask for their name and their contact information, as well as your relationship to them. Lastly, we will ask you to finalize your application here. Selecting yes or no to agreeing to our statement of faith and your signature. The submit button is down here, and once you click submit, we will have received that form and it will be under evaluation by our team to hopefully admit you to our degree program. Once that is all taken care of, you can take the admissions feedback survey. This will just collect some data on how you found the process to be, hopefully streamlined. And then in this last assignment, we will just ask you to verify once more that you have successfully completed the form as well as your educational service fees, covering all those educational service fees. And once the registrar has evaluated your application, they will grade this assignment and it will show checked off as having received a grade. All right, so that's an overview of the Leadership Excellence School admissions course. Just a few other navigational notes here up on this top menu. I want to point out particularly the courses option. This is where you can find the full list of free courses that are offered here to you as a CLI student. They are broken down into categories that can be expanded to view the full list. I also want to show you the search bar here. If you have a keyword or a certain topic in particular that you're looking for, you can always search that here and it will show you any of our course results that may be a fit for that search term. We also have the programs tab here, which breaks down basically an expanded version of the guidance and credential panel. But if you want to learn more about the degrees that you might be pursuing, this is a great place to do so. We also have the help or FAQ page, which has tons of different articles. It's really rich in information that can answer some of your doubts and concerns you might be having. It's a great first step if you're having some of those questions, but also on every page of our learning management system, depending on where it shows on your screen, this button will connect you with our help desk team if you have questions that can't be answered on that FAQ page. We also have Christian Leaders Church, which you can find out more information on and find the Zoom link to join. On this page, we have our library full of learning resources, databases, anything you might need to dive deeper into your studies or into research. If you're looking to give and support Christian Leaders financially, you can click this button here. And we also have a link to our Christian Leaders store, which has all credentials available for purchase, as well as merchandise such as Christian Leaders t-shirts and folders. Lastly here, we have your profile. This is where you can make changes to your student profile at any point, and it is also the fastest place to log out. I hope this video was helpful for you as you navigate through this LES admissions course. Again, I'm so excited for your journey and praying for you as you move forward. May God bless you.